Why have children when the world is ending? Killer whales have stopped reproducing. Polar bears are eating their cubs. Koalas abandon their young, breathless, nose low to the brush to keep from choking on rising smoke. They run towards the thousands, pounds of food we airdropped where earth stopped burning or flames just hadn't reached yet. Guilt for our part in this end, or fear it would come for us the same. We tell ourselves everything just wants to survive. Believe in life as circle, not line. In karma, if it means our endurance. We spread stories about wombats herding animals into their burrows, kangaroos hugging their rescuers, or foxes feeding baby bears on charred Canadai milk. But animals know to rely on no one. Their own scathed hides and carcasses pile the roadside along bus routes to the local preschool. The children we chose to have must fight, gagging at the smell. My infant daughter screams at us for plugging the bulb syringe deep into her nostril. She exhales snot mixed with my milk, screams again, then sleeps. She doesn't know we've made this quiet possible. She turns her head away where breathing comes easiest and reaches for a warm body as soon as she can smell it close. She doesn't know the coral reefs are dead, and sargassum reeks in mounds along Caribbean coastline, starfish suffocating under its spreading. And maybe this is why we've made her, because she doesn't know survival is in our hands, forgives us their indiscretions, and lets us hold her body as though it were a world we could still save.